Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
And just like that, hour number three of the starting lineup. We welcome you back in here to 99.1 The Sports Animal. How goes it? Tyler Ivins, Will West. And William, if you give it a listen, ooh, this morning, how about it? Sports Jeopardy for a Tuesday. For our first-time listeners of the Refreshers, Will, let them know, how do we play the game here on TSL?
Here's how Sports Jeopardy works. We need two callers at 656-9900. Each contestant will get a 100-point Sports Jeopardy question, a 200-point Sports Jeopardy question, then a final Sports Jeopardy question where you can bid with the points accumulated in the first two rounds. Contestant with the highest point total at the end of final Sports Jeopardy, going to be your winner, Tyler Ivins. Tell them what to win.
Hey, I don't know what you got planned coming up in November, but if you have no plans, you need to get an opportunity to go see Five Finger Death Punch and Brantley Gilbert. Where are they going to be? They're going to be at Thompson Bowling Arena. I know a lot of you out there are saying, well, man, I really got to get my thing lined up, do I not? Well, if you would like that chance to go see them, we give you that opportunity on Thursday, November the 11th. All right, so win them before you can buy them. Tickets, they go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., but you can win them this morning during the game, John, but you got to first choose. Do you want Will's questions or do you want my questions?
Let's go with Will.
All right, John, are you ready to get this W, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right, your 100-point question is this. This former Dallas Cowboys coach was named color commentator for Notre Dame football for the upcoming season yesterday.
Barry Switzer?
It is not Barry Switzer. Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett was the answer there. Your 200-point question. This Dodgers ace was announced that he is lost. It was announced yesterday that this Dodgers ace was lost for the year after having a season-ending elbow surgery.
Walker Buehler.
It is Walker Buehler. So you get 200 points there. You get 100 points for picking up the phone. So we'll take 300 points in a final Sports Jeopardy.
Josh, what's up? It's Ivins. You ready to crush this? I know you're going to send this 500 feet the other way, dude.
Let's hope so.
100-point question. Who does Tennessee play immediately following their open date? So pause before you answer. Think of Tennessee's 12-game schedule. When's their open date? And who do they play the game following that week off?
Georgia?
It's not Georgia. It's LSU. Don't sweat it because you already picked up the hundo for picking up the telephone. I need the exact number for question number two. Your 200-point question, how many teams do the Volunteers play this season that are currently in the preseason AP Top 25? So if you looked at yesterday's AP Top 25, how many of those teams emerge on Tennessee's schedule this year?
Five.
It's four.
Six.
Four. Georgia, Alabama, Kentucky, Pittsburgh.
I had the same answer, Josh. Don't feel bad.
All right. Got to put you on hold, Josh. It's 300 to 100 right now. John, you got some decisions to make.
300 to 100. John, how are you going to play this one? How many points would you like to bid in Final Sports Jeopardy?
I'm going to play it smart and do 50.
Hey, that's smart. That is smart. Absolutely, John. Here we go.
Come on, John. Have some stones.
Your final Sports Jeopardy question is this, John. These defending FCS champions were ranked number one in the AP FCS top 25 again to start the season. Defending FCS champions ranked number one again to start the season in the latest AP poll.
Oh, is it North Dakota State?
It is North Dakota State.
There you go,
John.
Hey, Josh, let's play this out to see how well, because you don't want to go home 0-for for the day, okay? This is what we like to call a nice cup of coffee to pick us up. Josh, there are six SEC teams that made the AP top 25, okay? I'm going to name four of the six. You got to give me the two I left off the list, all right? Alabama, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Ole Miss. Who are the other two SEC teams in the preseason AP top 25? Again, Alabama, A&M, Kentucky, Ole Miss.
Georgia?
That's one. Who's that sixth team?
From the west.
I'll give you. Yep, Arkansas. They're from the west. They're in Arkansas. There you go, Josh. Josh would have gone all in, so John, he would have had 200.
John went with tomahawk donk straight from the free throw line. Nice job, John.
Hey, Josh, give us a ring back, dude.
And remember, all week long, you can win them before you can buy them. Five Finger Death Punch, Brantley Gilbert, Thompson Bowling Arena coming up this Friday. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., and you can win them all week playing the game.
Gann, are you trying to say nobody out there watches FCS football?
Not just the average college football fan, probably not.
Just the average degenerate gambler. Other than that.
How dare you?
I didn't say anything about you.
I know you did, but you didn't look straight at me when it happened.
I did look away when I said that.
You did. It's like the mom's coming home and somebody didn't do the dishes. Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. FCS coaches poll. Are you ready for this? Kaner, just shoot in the dark, dog. Will you just do this for me? Can you name one other team in the AP top five of the FCS coaches poll?
I knew who number two was as well.
Not name North Dakota State. Can you give me 2 through 5? One, any school, 2 through 5.
Southwest Missouri State is D3 because they're like the juggernaut. I can't.
The easy ones always say Montana because Montana's always
Montana.
Good.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but so, and the number other two one, was one that's been in that conversation the last few years.
Well,
South
number
Dakota
two is
State.
Montana.
Oh, I thought number two was South Dakota State. Is it not?
Number three is South Dakota State.
My bad.
Anytime you say North Dakota State, just go ahead and say South Dakota State as well.
Yeah.
The Jackrabbits. Your four is Montana State.
And Montana State are always in there. Montana State's new money, but they've been in there lately.
And don't look now, but you better watch out for the Villanova Wildcats sitting there in FCS coaches poll.
Gambler, can you name me a handful outside of Carson Newman and Tuskell, maybe some D2 powers at least in the D2?
In the D2 level?
Because ESPN airs them, the championship, every year.
Actually, I can't. How many do you want me to name you?
Give me 2 or 3.
Also,
Ferris State.
Yeah.
Grand Valley State.
Yeah, there you go.
And I always pass their campus when I'm going to Florida. Valdosta State.
Valdosta's a powerhouse. Yes, Delta State's also won a championship in recent memory.
How's Shepherd doing now these days? Is Shepherd D2?
Shepherd, I believe, is D2. Yes.
And Northwest Missouri State. You want me to keep going?
I thought Northwest Missouri State was D3.
I'm almost certain.
I thought they were the juggernaut.
I'm almost certain NW.
They might have moved up.
MS.
Though.
Northwest Missouri. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're. I'm pretty sure that they're D2.
Good for you. West Georgia, North Alabama, those are some good programs. Anyway.
But pretty sure Rick Barnes' alma mater is
D2. Ron
is D2?
Yep, D2.
Yep, they are. There you go. Wait, who's your big rival at Carson Newman real quick before we hit the break?
Little Ron Tusculum. Yeah.
Carson Newman make the top 25?
No.
Dude, come on.
Not
chill
this
out.
Year.
Chill out.
Not this year.
Were you guys ever ranked when you played?
Yeah, I think pretty much every year.
What was the highest you guys were ranked when you were a Carson Newman Talons up?
Ranked? I don't know. Probably like 17, 18. We went to these quarterfinals my sophomore year, so essentially like the Elite Eight. Lost to Valdosta. It was December the 5th, and it was 84 degrees in Valdosta.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's
how many
right.
times they throw the football that day? 84?
They threw it a lot.
They still running the air raid down there, so got the Howl Mummy going?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Doug Belk, former Carson Newman standout, was the defensive coordinator for Valdosta State of that game. Knew our fake punt calls, so they stuffed us on fourth down. Now he's the DC at Houston, a top 25 team.
Hey, there you go.
In the AP poll.
Connect the dots with Eric Kane.
All that. Runs together, baby.
Can you keep six your mic alive for an update?
6 degrees of separation for Eric Kane's college football career.
How about an update? We have it for you now here on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
Tennessee football added another commit for the class of 2023, another cornerback and four-star Jordan Matthews. The Baton Rouge, Louisiana native is considered a top 130 prospect in the country. Shocked Texas by choosing Tennessee. The Vols now have 21 commits, sit number 8 in the country per Rivals. AP College football poll was released yesterday. The Volunteers just missed the cut, receiving the most votes for teams not in the poll. Alabama topped the poll while Georgia came in third, Texas A&M in sixth. Tennessee's week 2 opponent, Pittsburgh, was tabbed at number 17. And in baseball last night, the Braves hammered the Mets 13-1. The Nationals got by the Cubs 5-4, and the Phillies down the Reds 4-3. It's 8:13. What are the coaches around the SEC and college football saying about Hendon Hooker? We'll discuss when TSL returns. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Now you got me digging up D2 college football programs.
Yeah, you guys went way deep diving that during the break.
My favorite comment was from Will West. I said, Kander, what can you tell me about Angelo State? Will walks up because it sounds like a prison. And I go, yeah, Angelo State prison.
The key is when you enroll at Angelo State, either punch the biggest guy there in the face or make everyone laugh.
Angelo State
or become
University.
Someone's girlfriend. Those are your choices. Yeah.
My favorite comment was Tyler saying, Colorado School of the Mines. Is that a real place? I said, yep.
Hang on real quick. The number four preseason ranked team in D2 football, you go Ferris State, Northwest Missouri State, Valdosta State, Colorado School of the Mines. Kaner goes, oh, yeah.
Real quick.
This is a school, Will, that doesn't even have a logo in the top 25.
Hey, real quick, there are a bunch of white nerds, athletic, good guys, smart, in Denver, Colorado. We went up on the top of a mountain, played them, couldn't breathe, beat them by 20, but they are a good program.
Wait a second. Why did you sound like an old man there? On top of a mountain!
You couldn't breathe up there. Like the Ryan Clark syndrome. Like, legit. Like, it's like you couldn't breathe up there.
I've been to Denver for a week solid. I know what it's like. By, like, day three, you're like, am I passing out?
Yeah,
or what's going on?
They are a good football program, and they are just straight-up nerds. So, yeah.
A podcast
Colorado
marker.
School for the Mines.
821. Yeah. These guys are training to be mimes. Mimes. And am I saying it right? Mimes or mines?
Mines, they're engineers.
Okay, mines, engineers. Got it. Yeah. Not mimes. It's like that'd be a hell of an audible call at the line of scrimmage.
Okay, so I will. I'm going to give you. You tell me. Is this a Division II school?
Yes, can we play this?
Yeah.
Or is this a fictitious university?
Okay.
University of Los Angeles.
D2 or fake name?
Or yes. Or is that from a television show or movie? You tell me.
Okay. University of Los Angeles is from a television or movie.
That's too big to be D2.
You
know that's fake.
You are absolutely correct. That is from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's where Will Smith went to school.
Thank you.
Was there. Okay. Let's see. Hillsdale. D2 school? Or is that a fake university?
Hillsdale sounds like the high school of like some teenage drama.
Isn't that where they went on?
Hillsdale. That, isn't that like from like One Tree Hill?
No, that's not. That's not. That was one. That was a
Kaner,
tree high.
Stuff.
That was tree high. Hillsdale is a Division II school. I can tell you that.
100%.
100%.
No, I think it's from. I think it's from like a crappy CW show, like Supernatural or something. Yeah, no, that's crappy. It's crappy
wait,
show.
Did you just call Supernatural crappy show?
Would me and Eric go here? Skipped over that. We're not going to have that.
No. We will not have that. We will not have.
Allow me to rephrase
that type of
all 37 seasons of Supernatural is incredible.
I'll rephrase. It sounds like from any crappy CW show. Go ahead.
That is correct. It's a D2 show. Yes. D2. That's a very
it's
nice
D2 school.
D2 school. That is right. Pembroke University. Okay. Is that a real school?
Pembroke University is 100% a fake TV school.
Did you say Pembroke?
Pembroke, yeah.
100%. We played them. They're the Braves.
You played Pembroke?
Yep.
The Pembroke Braves?
They're the Braves. They're in North Carolina.
Wait. I've got to see what this is.
Okay, timeout. This isn't real.
Because here, that's where they went in Boy Meets World.
And told you. Told you.
They both went.
It may be both. Well, maybe it's both.
It's both.
Pembroke University. No, there's North Carolina at Pembroke. UNC Pembroke.
I'm sorry. But yep. Yeah.
And it's Pembroke, not Penn.
Okay, so that's wrong.
So, Boys Meet World, you're welcome. What's
up? That is a tough one. North Greenville.
That's 100% a real school. They had a guy that played slot that went to the training camp with the Falcons, and he torched me a couple times. my very first collegiate start ever rolled my ankle, and it was a horrible day because they had a crappy field before they got turf.
So,
school.
All right, so where's North Greenville at?
Well, apparently I'm going to go with what Kaner said. I'll go with Kaner.
You gonna buy that one?
That's too good of a story to make that up on the fly.
No, you're right. That is way too good of a story to make up on the fly. That is
South
correct.
Carolina.
That is correct. Barnett College.
I want to say this is where he'll give us back-to-back real D2 schools, but I'm going to go on the trend. Real fake. I'm going to go television.
It sounds real, but he's given us too many in a row, and it might sound real because I've heard it somewhere, so I'll say fake.
It is where Indiana Jones went to college and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah!
So that is where he taught was there. All right, final one. You ready?
Yes.
UC Sunnydale.
No clue.
Sunnydale. That has so much television Hollywood tied to it.
Yeah,
UC Sunnydale is like where, like, what's her name? Legally Blonde went to high school, and then she gets her lawyer degree.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes!
Went to UC Sunnydale.
Yes! Yes!
And your final one, are you ready?
Guess what?
Are you
place?
Ready?
I don't want this segment to end.
I've got one good one, but
East
you go ahead.
East Stroudsburg.
That again, it's legit. Another television one. Give me, that's where Van Wilder went to high school before he went to college.
It is not. That is not. It is a D2 school.
Oh.
Eric Kane, correct on that. And Grand Lakes University. I'll give you one
Grand
more.
Lakes.
That's in Michigan.
No,
100%.
Wait, Great Lakes or Grand Lakes?
Grand Lakes.
I think that's
is that not, no, is that not the school from American Pie? Oh. Is that at the high school from American Pie?
He's looking it up, so I'm going to say no.
I think it is. I think it is.
I say D2 school.
I think it's high school from American Pie.
It is where Rodney Dangerfield went to college and back to school. So
okay, well, it's half right. What was the name of the high school from American Pie?
I don't even remember.
East Great Lakes?
I don't know, like something like that.
The Catawba College, Catawba Indians. Is that a real school?
Catawba's real. That's real.
No, Catawba's. Oh, yeah. I've visited there.
Yep.
I went there for a walkthrough.
No, did you?
I did. They have great tenderloins.
School in North Carolina.
They did. It's delicious. A lot of taffy.
Sam Foreman one time referred to Catawba on the air as Catawaba. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's the best.
Well, you know what? We've all been there, have we not?
What about Post? Post-University.
Post-University.
Never heard of her.
Okay, no, yeah, neither were I, but that means it's legit.
This economy? Right?
No. you know what? That seems like a private, like, liberal arts school or something that, like, I know nothing about.
Post is at a D2 school. Nice job, Ivins, and I will give you one more because we're only 2 minutes late. Harrison University.
Oh, totally. I've actually, you got to specify because there is a Harrison University.
There is a Harrison University.
There is.
So then let's say that, yes.
No, I think it is, but maybe he's referencing it from, a TV show. So I'm going to say both.
There is a Harrison Middleton University. There is no Harrison University.
Okay, and Harrison
it
Middleton's
is from
located where?
Old school.
Right. Harrison. Let's go, Harrison. When Will Ferrell has the cat mask on.
Yep, that's right.
Where is Harrison Middleton at?
Here, what state? Pennsylvania, I want to say. Let's see. No, it's in Arizona. Sorry.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I only know that because I've. Let's make it a trip to Arizona.
This all came up because I was, Tyler was giving me crap about not knowing FCS schools, and I didn't think Tyler would know a handful of D2, but Tyler, you knew about five or six you rattled off there.
Degenerate University. Graduated with honors, boys.
Limestone, real school. Lock Haven, real school.
Limestone is in Gaffney, South Carolina. Yeah. It's in the South Linden Conference.
Okay, if you're so smart, we're Slippery Rock.
Utah?
We're Slippery Rock
Arkansas,
University.
Arkansas.
Are you 100% sure?
Arkansas, yes.
Slippery Rock University is located in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I was wrong.
Coolidge College, Eric. Do you know where that's located?
Oh, Coolidge. That's a movie.
It's like
I just saw the movie the other day on Netflix.
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder, that's where.
I got to go to practice.
All right.
I got to go to an SEC school.
And we got to do SBC. Let's go to Start Pitch Cut next. Hey, Chandler, there's a big red button in front of you. Do you see it? Take your fist, punch it right now. Let's fire away. This is Start Pitch Cut here on TSL. Just so you know, Slippery Rock University, they have an acceptance rate right now of over 75%.
There you go.
Chandler Emerson, good morning, dude. What do you got?
Current Heisman Trophy odds have Alabama linebacker Will Anderson fourth behind this trio of quarterbacks. Who would receive your vote as of today? Start bench cut. C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams.
That's the order that I would start in.
Those are based on the odds as well.
Yeah, start C.J. Stroud. Bench Bryce Young repeating, although I think it's not going to happen. I just don't see Caleb Williams. Let me watch Caleb Williams and USC be great. I think there's going to be a little bit of a growing pain situation at Oklahoma.
Is it just,
or at USC.
Is it just me, or I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to sit here on this program and be like, pound future bets. I can't believe CJ Stroud's still plus money right now. I think Stroud's going to just knock the socks off of any competitor they have. That is the right order. And it is right now, plus 200, plus 350, plus 700. I'm going to repeat this one more time. Get C.J. Stroud now at plus money before week two, and he's like minus 115. You're going to be like, I just lost how much in value?
More than 15 years since a Big Ten player's won the Heisman.
Ohio State quarterback Troy Smith,
that's right.
So, yeah, I think Stroud ends that drought this year.
What will Tennessee's record be at the end of September? Star bench cut, 4-0. 3-1, 2-2.
I'm going to start 4-0. I'm going to bench 3-1. I'm going to cut 2-2. I think they're going to be 4-0. I think they go to the bye week undefeated.
Co-signed. In that order, too. Tennessee isn't losing twice in the month of September. So if they trip up against Pittsburgh, I think they smash Florida. I will be a little hold my breath concerned if they go into the Florida game 3-0. But I have more than 51% confidence that they're going to be 4-0 at the end of the month.
Today is National Tell-A-Joke Day. Who's the funniest person on the sports animal staff? Star bench cut, Josh Ward, Eric Ainge, John Wilkerson.
So I'm going to start Ainge. Half of that's unintentional, but I'm going to start Ainge. Sorry, John, I'm going to bench Josh, although the dad jokes should have probably dropped him down this list. But Josh is really, really clever when it comes to the teases. So that's why or transitions. So that's why I got the bench is Josh, the cut is Wilkerson.
I'm going to start John Wilkerson because if you've ever been around him,
when John tells a joke,
he is one of the wittiest guys I've ever met.
When he swings, you know what I mean? Oh. John's got he's like Tony Gwynn. He's got a good eye. Yeah. But he's not swinging at everything. It's not like me. I'm swinging. Me and Ainge, we're swinging at everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
We're Doug Mankiewicz, Chris Young. Yes. That's where we are.
Oh, my gosh. There's a Doug Mankiewicz reference on the program today.
That's me and Ainge. John is Tony Gwynn. Really good eye. You're going to have to work for it if you want to get him to swing. But when he does, it usually goes somewhere.
Josh Ward's dad jokes absolutely plummet him like an anchor to the bottom of the ocean.
They probably
start Wilkerson, bitch Ainge, cut Josh Ward. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a reference on the air of Doug Mankiewicz. You missed the Tito Santana reference Will gave me at 5:50 this morning. He's one X away from finishing the Hollywood Squares board.
Today is actor Steve Carell's 60th birthday. Best movie of Carell's career.
Oh.
40-year-old virgin. Anchorman, Crazy Stupid Love.
I'm going to stop you real quick, because if you do anything but cut Crazy Stupid Love.
I like Crazy Stupid Love.
I know you do, but compared to these other two.
I liked it. That was a good movie.
I'll start 40-year-old. I'll bench Anchorman. I'll cut Crazy Stupid Love.
I'm going to start Anchorman. I'm going to bench 40-year-old virgin. I'm going to cut Crazy Stupid Love.
When he's getting his chest waxed and he yells Kelly Clarkson, my goodness, I almost had diet soda coming through my nose.
I wept in tears the first time I saw Anchorman. I also didn't see it coming. Like, I expected nothing. You know what I mean? And it was, and then when I first watched it, I cried.
Look over here.
I did not cry in the 40-year-old version.
You're telling me that scene where Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd are playing video games?
It's good. And when they're playing poker, and he's talking about sand, bags of sand.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't weep. I literally wept at Anchorman because of how funny it was.
You know how I know? Because you got a poster of Asia on your wall.
Tyler, I feel like you wear Panther cologne.
No, because I don't like the fact that 70% of the time, I need more 100% of the time.
Statistically, that's not a great number.
The fact that the cologne only works less than Slippery Rock's acceptance rate is what I need. That doesn't fare well for me.
College football team most likely to make the playoff for the first time this year.
Great question.
Utah, South California, Texas A&M.
I'm sorry, do you refer to the Gamecocks as USC?
Oh, Chandler, we cannot have that.
Do you refer to the Gamecocks as USC?
Chandler.
Admit it, Chandler.
We got to do better.
If you do, be fair.
I'm not mad.
No, I do not. That was simply me misspeaking.
It's a teachable moment, but...
Do you think South Carolina is going to make the college football playoff this year? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I've been sipping the
Spencer Rattler Kool-Aid. Rattler Kool-Aid. That just sounds delicious.
Logan Warner of the secret text line points out, no love for Jimmy Hyams. Jimmy Hyams is hilarious.
You got to catch me at the right time. Can we actually...
I like when Jimmy Hyams sends you text messages talking trash to you in the middle of the show.
Oh, that happens all the time, too, by the way. Or then he'll send you something like, hey, I left you a cigar in your office. Probably one of those cigar ones.
Also something nice every now and again. And then the next eight are going to be him busting your chops.
By the way, Rattler Kool-Aid, that sounds delicious. Tell me how we can get that on the table.
That was a joke.
I'm going to start. Well, if it is, then make it.
Yeah, and it's first time playoff again because I napalmed the middle of the question.
All right.
Utah, USC, Texas A&M, most likely to make the playoff for the first time this year.
Start Utah. Bench USC. That's the right order. Cut Texas A&M. Here's the reason
why. That's
the right order because the Pac-12, they're going to have – the winner of that USC-Utah game is going to win the Pac-12. And this year, USC goes to Salt Lake.
I don't know a whole lot of things, but I know without question that Jimbo and Texas A&M are going to underachieve. It's like, look, I know tomorrow morning the sun's going to rise. I know that Jimbo and Texas A&M are going to lose again. They're not supposed to.
Sunset West, water wet.
Yep.
Gosh, that is the right order, isn't it?
Which first team head coach will have the most success at their school? Star bench cut, Brent Venables at Oklahoma, Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, Dan Lanning at Oregon.
I'm going to start Venables and Norman. I'll bench Lanning at Oregon. I'm going to cut Marcus Freeman. I'm sorry, they're 2 years away from letting that cat go and hiring Urban Meyer.
I'm going to start Marcus Freeman.
No.
I think he'll have some success. I do.
No.
I think he'll have success there. I'm going to bench Venables. I think he'll have success there. I love the Lebby hire. Man, they're running some – they got some problems already. And Venables is not –
they just let their associate head coach go.
Yeah, but they had to because he said the N-word. What do you do? I mean, what do you do? Repeatedly. Yeah. And so it's what are you thinking there? And I'm going to cut Dan Lanning. I think that's going to fail. I just think that's the wrong guy at the wrong school. Oregon's not trying to watch you win a bunch of 13-7 games.
His first game on the job is against his former employer.
Yep.
Georgia absolutely just beat them in submission.
Well, I think it'll be close and ugly, 28-7, something like that, which is in submission, something of that nature. But it'll be, 23-7. It'll be a game that you wish to God you didn't watch, I'll tell you that.
You want to take a guess right now as you, first of all, Give Jeremy and our friends at Blue Water Climate Control some love.
Starbitch got brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. BlueWaterClimateControl.com, Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. Veteran run, family owned business, Blue Water Climate Control.
Right now, taking a peek at, I just want to know what the spread is right now between Oregon, Georgia. Listen to Evans over here talking spread.
17.5. No, I have no idea. Is that what it is?
The current live line between Oregon and Georgia, dogs by 17.5.
That's I just figured that's what it'd be.
Throwing the points at the dogs?
Yeah. That's a game they win by, I don't know, 19, 20 points, something like that. 20-3, I could see that go down and you end up getting busted, though.
Did you just quietly tell us that you also are a degenerate and you know these lines off the top of your head?
No, just how far, I don't know. I'm just saying how far apart are they? That's where I would have it.
Predicted score right now, based on simulations of one of my favorite websites to go to, 45-25, Georgia.
But there is no chance they're scoring 25 on Georgia. There's no chance Dan Lanning's going to try to score 25 on Georgia.
How about this? How about a play that you need to know for today? It's a left coast game. It's going to be a late night contest. I got a winner for you next for your Tuesday Riding with Ivins. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
Tennessee football added another commit to the class of 2023, another cornerback and four-star Jordan Matthews. The Baton Rouge, Louisiana native is considered a top 130 prospect in the country and shocked Texas by choosing Tennessee. The Vols now have 21 commits in the class and sit eighth in the country per Rivals. It's 8:42, Riding with Ivins coming up next. Good morning. I'm Chandler Emerson.
Your Tuesday starting lineup, 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal. And, of course, Ride with Ivins being brought to you by our friends over at American Outdoor Equipment, your local East Tennessee Branson dealer, offering a wide selection of Branson tractors suitable for any need, situation, or terrain. Highly encourage you to check out the website. That is AmericanOutdoorEquipment.com. 245-5213. It's up in Rockwood. You tell Tyler O'Brien, Tyler Ivins sent you in that direction. Let's make it short. Let's make it sweet, shall we? Let's go to the left coast tonight. It's an NL West showdown. We're going money line tonight with the San Francisco Giants as they're going to be playing host to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Had no problem getting all over what was Madison Bumgarner's start for the D-backs last night. And I expect Jake Junis to be able to hold down Pat and do his thing again tonight there on the coast. This is what you need to know about why we like the Giants tonight. They are 6 games over .500 at home on the money line. But more importantly this year, the Giants are 15 games over .500 as favorites this year. A bad Arizona team who they caught a little bit of a spark in the NL West, but they're more of a road bump in the road than they are really a mountain to climb. You get what I'm saying? There's a speed bump ahead. You slow down, four wheels, then you accelerate again. This is a four wheels and accelerate series for the San Francisco Giants, if you catch my drift. Once again, you can get them at a relative number. I'm shopping them right now at 113 on the money line, 115 in other areas. For me, they're as good as 140 tonight. Give me the Giants money line tonight. Get it early so you're not having to pay too much on that price. Giants money line, Tuesday, August the 16th. You're riding with Ivins play.
Lamar Jackson says he's no longer going to negotiate his contract as of September 11th. Like, once the game the season starts, I will no longer accept a contract offer from you for the Ravens. Do you believe Lamar Jackson's really going to say, when you try to hand me $180 million, right, I'm going to tell you no?
Here's the thing. Before I answer that question, simply no, to answer your question. No, okay. He's not going to tell them that.
Yeah.
Are you still a little perplexed that he hasn't hired any type of representation now in 5 years in the NFL?
Yep.
This guy wins the Heisman. He gets drafted. No representation. Yep. Okay, let's see if he actually, you know, becomes a good player. We think he should move to wide receiver, but you know what? We're Baltimore. We'll draft him as a quarterback. Let's see what we get out of him.
Yeah, and then
he goes on and becomes the MVP.
Yeah, so
His second year in the league, he wins the MVP.
It just seems like a bad decision, right? Outsource what you can. Do what you're good at, outsource what you're not. I'm a very big believer in that.
Is Lamar Jackson part of the Baltimore future plans?
Yeah, I think he is.
He's a former MVP.
But they want to make sure he's right because physically he was not right last year. So they want to make sure he's right.
So allow me. Kyler Murray does so much for the sport of the NFL with what he does with his legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy, what he does in Arizona is so much to do with his leg more than his accuracy in his arms. My man, if I'm Lamar Jackson and I see the money that Kyler just got, knowing how important my legs are, and let's be frank, Lamar Jackson's legs are probably more important to his game than they are Kyler Murray's. Dude, I'm not taking another snap. I'm not stepping on the football field until I get my extension.
So you'd hold out?
100%
I would prove that I'm healthy. I would prove that I'm healthy, and I would hire representation and I'd have them aggressively negotiate week 1, 2, 3, 4, Because you don't know when you get to week nine if you're not going to be healthy anymore with as much as they run them.
Okay, if you're Lamar Jackson, what are you asking for? You want more money than Aaron Rodgers?
Nah, yeah, if you could be 38, I'm taking it.
You give me more guaranteed money than Kyler?
I don't care. I wouldn't even care about that. He's going to ask for more, and he should get more. He has an MVP, and Kyler Murray's doesn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if I would, I would pretend like I'm giving a team-friendly deal and say, give me 38 over the next five. At 150 guaranteed.
Rodgers is making sold. $50 million a year. Murray this year, I think his annual is somewhere in the 45 range.
Yeah.
If you're Lamar Jackson, do you not ask for 45-1?
I don't know you're getting that. Anything over 40 you're taking. Again, I would be really terrible at this because I would say $38 million per year, 150 guaranteed, I'm taking it all day. And the Players Association would not like me. So that's also what you have to look at. Is a guy willing to reset the quarterback market in the wrong direction? If you're Lamar Jackson, you don't want to do that, right? You're not trying to do that and have the rest of the Players Association upset with you. So you don't need that, but how much are you really trying to push? Because let's be real, as an MVP,
right?
Are you handing a five-year guaranteed contract to Lamar Jackson at $45 million per year?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
What is your other option? That's the key.
Exactly. What are you more surprised by? Lamar Jackson yet to have a contract extension with the Ravens, or Tennessee didn't make the AP top 25?
I am more surprised Tennessee didn't make the AP top 25.
Okay.
I assumed they're going to make him play it out, and they can franchise tag him twice after this, right? So why in the world? You control him for 3 years, period. So now they'll get something worked out one way or the other. But
he's getting franchise tag
next year,
right?
How many times have you seen those if they don't have a contract deal worked out?
Oh, I don't think they get it done, but you're right.
Like, he's 25, so there's plenty of time to do that. My concern is he gets hurt because they run him to death.
Right.
It's Cam, it's Andrew Luck.
Perhaps
maybe
it's easier now that J.K. Dobbins is back.
Maybe, but they're still going to run him. You know what I mean? They're going to run him as much as they did like his rookie year. I mean, if you remember, he didn't start until week 8 or after week 8, and he set an NFL record for rushes by a quarterback. That's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's
good.
I have never seen a quarterback that's been run like Lamar Jackson's been ran. And so I do think they want to make sure he's healthy because he wasn't healthy last year.
Closing on Tennessee football, when will they be in the AP top 25? Will it be after the Ball State win?
After Pitt. They could be there after the Ball State win if they really blow them out, because somebody's losing at the back end, right? Somebody's going to lose in that scenario. But I think it's going to be Tennessee's going to be after the Pitt game. Tennessee will beat Pitt. Tennessee will be ranked at that point.
As Chandler plays this off, he just asked us 10 minutes ago, what exactly is it that they're going to be at the end of September record-wise? You still with
4-0? I'm at 4-0.
I'm concrete 4-0.
Yeah, I feel very good at 4-0. And again, one reason why they could be there is Arkansas and Cincinnati play, and that's number 19 versus number 23. And so somebody's dropping out of the top 25. If Tennessee is the number one, is the first team out of the top 25, they would jump back in. Yeah.
Do it again tomorrow. Hump day at 6 a.m. What kind of hijinks could we see ourselves getting into here on the starting lineup? Kaner's going to get us caught up with what we missed here from the practice report.
Yeah, and we'll be live at Frazier's Carbon One tomorrow morning. Love to see Kevin Frazier and everybody there at Frazier's.
Good time for me to start maybe taking a look at that hardwood floor that I've been trying to get my house improved on for so long. Tired of walking in and slipping all over the place and staining that carpet. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Talk to you tomorrow.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.